Holy Spirit, come among us, fall fresh upon us, that we who hear your word today may live according to your will. As we live, in Jesus' name, for the sake of the world. Amen. How many of you have tried to learn a foreign language at some point in your life? Sure, yeah, a couple of you. And so the rest of you have no doubt picked up a few from television shows and things, and that people as they work their way in, so that if I say things like adios, you know what that means, right? I love the word adios because adios amigo. See, you know more Spanish than you thought you did. I remember I'd always said, I'd known adios meant goodbye for a long time. Growing up, that was a word that you would even hear in cartoon shows occasionally. And so even as a kid, I had probably learned adios means goodbye. I think Sesame Street actually teaches that one. But when I went on a mission trip to Juarez, Mexico, while I was a pastor in Chicago area, we took high school kids on a mission trip to Juarez one year, and we were rebuilding some houses there and sharing kind of a vacation Bible school experience with the children in the community there. And so that was the first time that my Spanish that I had learned in high school was really tested, and I found out that I really didn't have much Spanish. But I did know, buenos dias and adios. And what struck me about adios was that the children that we were talking to from the neighborhood there, when we would say adios, they would say, sometimes they would stop me, and they would say, no, 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 you're saying it wrong. Because I had too much of a pause in between the ah and the dios. So I would say, adios. And they would say, and they would start laughing, and they would just look at me, and I was like, what? What did I say? And they said, that's not how you, they spoke pretty better English than I spoke Spanish. They would tell me, that's not how you say it. It's adios. And they would go very quickly through, and so I would just try to say it as fast as I could. And I said, but what am I saying otherwise? And they said, with God is what you're saying. And I thought, I started to think about that, because throughout the world, one of the common expressions for goodbye, when you go throughout many of the African nations, one of the common expressions for goodbye, in whatever phrasing it sounds, it actually, the literal translation comes back to go with God. Go with God. And I think, when we come together for worship as Christians, at the end of our service, what do we say? We say, go in peace, serve the Lord. It's a way of saying you go out with God. Today on Pentecost, as we celebrate the Holy Spirit entrance into the life of the disciples and the empowerment that the Holy Spirit brings, it changes who the disciples are, because before, at the beginning of the passage, what's happening? They are locked up in a room, afraid. Afraid for their lives. Afraid that what the death that they saw Jesus die is coming for them, and that this is all that they have to look forward to. They know that Jesus is risen, but they're not sure yet what that means. And so they are afraid to begin to live a new way. Until what? Until the coming of the Holy Spirit comes. And then what we see is this dramatic transformation that Terry, you read so beautifully from Acts today, from the second chapter of Acts. As Peter stands up, the fisherman who followed Jesus, who saw him, who denies him in the moment of trial, who watches him die who runs to the tomb, who sees him risen, and who now, and who just verses before is locked away for fear, now empowered by the Holy Spirit, stands up and says, "Men of Judea, we are not what you think we are. Let me tell you about Jesus." Peter goes with God. And we are invited to do the same. The other thing that got me thinking about language and this whole idea is, of course, the great miracle of Pentecost, or at least the one that, I don't know that it's the greatest miracle of Pentecost. I think the greatest miracle of Pentecost is that the Spirit comes at all, and that the Spirit draws hearts to Jesus. That is always the greatest miracle. But the method that it uses on this day, as people are gathered from all different nations, speaking different languages, the Spirit speaks to them. So that fishermen from Galilee can stand up and talk about the deeds and the work and the power of God, and those that knew, that did not know their language, can understand them and hear them and respond. They were speaking each other's language, and that is such a miracle. It's such an important thing for us to see as we look at this task and what it means for us today. This is how the church begins. And we say that because we know that Jesus had a birthday, right? Jesus had a birthday, and we celebrate that as Christmas. And we know that Easter is the gift, the dawn of new life for the world. So in one sense, I would say Easter is the birthday of the new world. But in that new world, in that new kingdom, that Jesus' life and death and resurrection has begun, we have been called. And we are among this new kingdom, this new creation. We are the church. And the church has its birth in speaking the language of the stranger, the other, the ones who stand in our midst and need to hear the story of Jesus' love and power and work in the world. And they need to hear it, not just in the way that we are accustomed to saying it, but in the way that they can hear it. This is our task as church. It's how we begin, and it's how we continue to live today. Today, we have more tools than ever. I don't know how many of you have ever used Google Translate, but it's kind of funny because it can make plenty of mistakes. Understand that. You can type in just... I looked this week. I think there was something like 30... Trying to think through, I should have counted them, but I think there was something like 35 to 40 languages that you could just select and say, "I want to know how to say this in all of these languages." Now, and you can have it written, and you can have it speak it for you. So even if you can't read the writing, you can start to mimic the vocalizations of your computer or your phone. People are using this throughout the world to communicate with each other. But I think it's deeper than that. The work of the Spirit doesn't work through a smartphone. Well, it might, but it's not limited to a smartphone, a computer screen, or our technological developments. The work of the Spirit happens through us. It's why, as I was saying last week, it's so important for us to be together in the same space. When we talk about language, what do we say? Somewhere around 70 to 80% of communication is nonverbal. And we've all been there before, right? With our email or our text or our smartphones that say we get a text and we read it and we completely misunderstand it because we didn't get the way, the inflection in the voice. We didn't understand what was happening in that moment when that text was sent, and so we read it and we just read the words. And we respond back with our own words, right? And now everybody's mad and we don't know why. Yeah, because we've limited ourselves to only 20% of the communication by not being together. There is something that happens when we are in the same space with another human being, even if you do not speak their language. It reminded me of the old Amy Grant song, Love in Any Language. Straight from the heart, pulls us all together, never apart. And once we learn to speak it, all the world will know. Love in any language, fluently spoken here. Ah, beautiful and true. And it calls me to our gospel today. The gift of the Holy Spirit that comes and pours out with power on Pentecost to speak the language of the people, to say what needs to be said in a way that it can be heard. That is our calling as church. And Jesus makes it even more crystal clear because we might say, well, what do I say? What do I proclaim? What is my role? What am I to be talking about? Jesus, as he gives the Spirit, as he breathes on them and says, receive the Holy Spirit, peace be with you. What does he say next? If you forgive, they are forgiven. If you do not, if you retain, they are retained. That is power, folks. And what it says is that Jesus says, I give you the ministry that I had when as I walked upon this earth, as I gave my life for the sake of the world, as I am resurrected to new life, as I come to the Father's right hand, as I intercede for you and for all, it is now the task of the church to proclaim the work of Christ. And Jesus starts with saying, that word sounds like forgiven. We have a task. And it's not to just say, I've said before, when you forgive, it does not condone. People get very nervous about forgiveness because we think that it will mean. We think that it means that we're just saying, okay. How many times do we do that? When somebody says, I'm sorry, what is your response? If you're like me, you say, that's okay. I catch myself doing that all the time. But when it really matters, I try not to say, it's okay. I try instead to say, I forgive you. When it really matters, I think those words are different because I am not here to say when Jesus sends us out to forgive, it does not mean that the sin of the world is okay. It means it's forgiven. It means that the penalty and the price has been paid and that life can be restored because we are made new. The Apostle Paul in that letter to the 1 Corinthians as he's talking about all of the various gifts that come through the Spirit, what does he point to? Jews and Greeks, slave and free, we've all received the same Spirit. We are brought together despite our differences. We are made one by a Spirit who says we are more than what we have done or have not done. We are given the task of speaking the words of Christ, words that speak love, forgiveness, peace, reconciliation, new life. It's not to say that doesn't matter what you did. Everything we do matters. But nothing we do can change who we are in Christ. And that message has been given to us, the church, to you, the church. May we live it, may we speak it, and may all the world hear. Love, forgiveness, peace, hope, new life, fluently spoken here. Amen.